Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
I literally focus on the process of what we're trying to do. And if we're passing the ball, efficiently, then, I'm not overly concerned about one person or another. And I'd love for all of them to have six catches and 85 yards and two touchdowns. It's just unrealistic. While 2 weeks ago, Ramondre, is our leading receiver. Last week it's Hunter. The week before it's somebody else. I don't know who it's going to be this week. I'd like our young quarterback to continue to try to distribute the ball to the person that it's supposed to go to. We involve all of our players in the game plan. Every one of them practices really hard. I think they're unselfish. I think they know that the ball may come to them and it may not. And hopefully, I think the goal for all of us is that we hope that the quarterback is throwing it to the person that's supposed to get it. So, that's the short and long of it is, if you start trying to force it to one person or another, it gets a little bit different, and now you start making mistakes.
That was Josh McDaniels yesterday. Mike Vrabel is going to speak in the next half hour or so. It's Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with Milt the Stilt Williams.
All right, Milt.
Right around 1:15.
No, the milkman. You mean the milkman?
I'm sorry, the milkman.
Oh, Keys.
We also have Keys Keys.
To the Panthers.
To Pats and Panthers at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for it. We'll get to the week interview coming up about 15 minutes from now with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We've been talking about Mike Vrabel, his whole operation kind of on trial this weekend. Very winnable game. Pats are the heaviest favorites they've been since 2022 against the Chicago Bears.
How'd that one go?
They did wind up losing that game.
Yeah.
But that year, they were an 8.5-point favorite against the Bears on Monday Night Football in Week 7 of 2022. You may remember that as the game where Mac Jones got benched after three series.
And then Zappy
Bailey
magic.
Zappy went in, gave him the lead.
Oh, gave him life.
And then Justin Fields went nuts, and they lost 33-14.
Maybe the best game Justin Fields has ever played.
Yeah, maybe.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Yeah.
He was real good Week 1 this year against Pittsburgh.
It wasn't bad.
Very good week.
He had that month stretch a couple years ago where I know he's putting up like 50 fantasy points a week.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, don't talk to me about Justin Fields and fantasy. I've owned most of his starts in his life.
He had like a 90-yard running as a Lions.
Okay, but this is the biggest, heaviest favorite they've been since then. So, winnable game, got to get it done. The whole Vrabel operation on trial, from how do you handle Stevenson to how do you handle Pop Douglas to what do you do with Christian Gonzalez, et cetera. Etc. Plus, Bryce Young on the road never wins. He's 1-14.
No, he stinks.
In 15 career road starts, which is tied for the second worst quarterback record through 15 road starts going back to 1950. I'm not sure who's worse. The item I saw earlier today says who he's tied with. I'm not sure who's worse.
Road record since 1950.
Somebody who was owned fifth, like Aikman early on. Did he lose like a bazillion games? Like
Peyton Manning lost a lot of games as a rookie.
Who's worse? I wish the stat I read
some
earlier
Brown.
Had that.
Probably a Brown.
Probably. That's a good guess.
Probably like Brandon Weeden.
But he's tied with Steve DeBerg, Pastorini, and Blake Bortles for the second worst quarterback record in 15 road starts. Pats are heavy favorites. Yikes. So get it done. You got to get
Drake
it done.
What's Drake May's road record?
What if it's Drake May's?
I mean, he just won in Miami, but I would say, like, overall, it could be great.
I guess it's two wins, right?
Chicago,
they won in
Miami.
Chicago. Yeah, his only two wins.
All right, so actually, he's better. What's his home record?
On the ledger, he's technically credited for more wins that he doesn't
good
deserve.
Good point.
Right?
Yeah,
like, he gets credit
point.
For the Jets game last year where Brissett replaced him.
Yeah.
He gets credit
the
for
Bills.
The Bills win at the end of last year.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is
wild. That is wild. You mentioned Ramondre Stevenson. What's your guess on carries for Ramondre in the game on Sunday? And before you answer, this year, 7 carries.
Seven!
Yeah, he had 7 against the Raiders.
Yeah, week
he
one,
had
yeah.
11 against Miami, and then he had 4 against Pittsburgh.
He had 4 against Pittsburgh, and he fumbled twice.
That's right.
Nice.
No, it's not nice. He's also been a bigger factor in the pass game than I would have guessed.
Honestly, he's been really good in the passing game, which is part of why he didn't fully get benched last week against Pittsburgh. People are like, oh, no, Vrabel sat him down. Vrabel showed him the business. No, he had a couple of snaps where he was out there either as a decoy or for pass blocking purposes.
But I feel like he gets carries. I don't think he'll get any in the first quarter, but I think he does get carries. Okay. I think they're going to stick by
him. He shouldn't, but...
I agree. No, we both agree on that, but guessing game.
My guess is he will.
Yeah.
So you think he gets carries? What do you think that number is?
5.
4 again? Yeah.
5 carries, pass to him a couple times, and you just pray to God he holds on to it. They better be praying to God he holds on to it. If he doesn't, then it's a shame on them.
It's a nice way to live your life as head coach of the New England Patriots, just praying that he holds on to the football.
What do you have more confidence in right now? A ball hit directly to Trevor Story, and he has to throw it to first base.
Oh, no.
Or Ramondre Stevenson's handed the ball.
Well, one man has the yips. The other man I don't think does. So I guess I have more confidence in Ramondre.
He's got butterfingers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel good about Trevor Story throwing over to first base.
No, it's been an adventure.
Chuck Knobloch 2.0, I don't feel great about that over there. He's got a longer throw than Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck had a little quick throw, but that probably gets into your head more.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like guys that can have yips at the free throw line, but they don't at the three-point line.
Yeah, good point.
Right, because you're so close. Like, it's a gimme. It's literally a free throw.
When we talked about this earlier, it is wild that John Lester could just throw it home but couldn't throw to first.
Yeah, 95 miles an hour, paint.
Or like,
and then it's like, can you get it over to first? He's like, nope.
Rick Ankiel could uncork one from right field but couldn't do it from the mound.
It's all mental.
It is wild.
It's a mental thing.
But anyway, I guess my answer to that one is Ramondre Stevenson.
You're more confident in Ramondre Stevenson than Trevor Story?
I'm not.
No, Ramondre after last week.
Trevor Story with a bat, I trust. Trevor Story hucking it over to first base? No.
Trevor Story trying to steal a bag. Give him all the confidence in the world. You can do that.
He's got 6 errors in the last week.
Yeah.
He has 7 this month.
7 in the 7 in the month.
Yeah.
Good gravy. Well, let's see if he can turn around. There's only one way to go, and that's up.
We will. Careful with that arm. Like when they're celebrating with the champagne this weekend, in theory, not that you can watch it on Apple TV.
Fingers crossed. But you can listen to Will describe it.
Protect that arm.
Yeah.
You can always listen here on WEEI. Do you think the Patriots, speaking of which, clean up their turnover issues? If they're playing Ramondre, that's a dangerous game to clean it up.
No. Yeah. I do think they can clean it up.
You did when you made your 60-second video yesterday of how the Patriots will beat the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. You did say they could turn it over up to 2 times and still win. So you put a cap at 2.
Yeah. Well, 5 is a bit strong.
But
so you're not going to win a lot of games turning it over 5 times.
But I wouldn't say turning it over 2 times even in a win is cleaning up their turnovers. I wouldn't define it that.
No. I don't think. But I also don't know if they go from 5 to 0. No, it's certainly possible. I look at Drake May. Threw a pick week 1, did not throw a pick in week 2, threw a pick in week 3. Obviously had the fumble, a bad fumble too.
But he could have thrown 2 or 3 on Sunday. He did fumble week 1, but it was recovered by Will Campbell.
But, you know, second year quarterback, I could see that happening. I could see him going back and forth, like him having a clean game.
Sure.
And then depending on what they do with the backs, you know, those guys could have a clean game because Drake May just has the ball in his hands so many times. Like we were literally just joking about, Stevenson had 4 carries and 2 fumbles. Drake May had the ball between handoffs and pass attempts, 60-something times?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, all right, the percentages of, he might turn it over once, but
2 fumbles on 4 carries is wild.
Is an insane stat. No, I don't think, yes, I do think they'll clean it up. I think Drake May will be better. I wouldn't, you know, guarantee you they have no turnovers, but I have more confidence that it's better, and part of it is the opponent that you're playing.
617-779-7937. We both want Travion Henderson. More of Travion Henderson this weekend. I don't really care that he hasn't been productive the first 3 weeks. Greg Bedard can give us whatever stats he wants. This is the week to do it. And if he can't do it this week, I don't really know what you drafted him for at 38. If you don't trust him to do it this week against a horrific run defense. Mike is in the car on Travion Henderson. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, fellas. I just wanted to call and talk about Henderson because I think his size is fine. I mean, you look at James Cook. He's not even 190 pounds, most explosive back in the division. Then you got A-Chain. He's not a big guy either. Bucky Irvin. And Gibbs carried the load in Detroit all the way to the playoffs when Montgomery went down. I think you got to feed him and just see what the kid can do. He's the most explosive back you got. And I thought his thing coming out of college was he was a good pass blocker. That's why he was, drafted where he was.
Yeah, so that was the book on him, which, again, I wonder what they're coaching him. Like, I wonder what the coaches are doing. This guy was supposed to be ready-made pass blocker. Like, I wonder what the hell they're teaching him out there. Maybe that's a coaching problem with him. What did he say? He's got average size.
He likes his size.
Well, I know. That's what it was.
No, he said he likes his size.
I know there's some images that would say it's quite impressive,
loves
actually.
His size.
Yeah. And look, who are we to?
I think, yeah. I mean,
Magnum Dom.
All right. I think he brings up a good point, though. James Cook, nobody really talks about that with James Cook. He's listed at 5'11", 190. Henderson's listed at 5'10", 202.
Yeah, okay. But James Cook, this year I think James Cook is dominating the backfield touches. Last year they had like three different backs getting touches. I mean, yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome. He splits the backfield with David Montgomery. Who was the other name he said? Achan for years split it with Mostert. He's kind of got it this year.
Kind of the lone dog back.
So Ollie Gordon's getting the goal line touches.
Yeah, so the point is those other backs. Did you grab him in our league? Is that why you brought him up? Okay.
I'm starting him
this
week.
The point is with those backs.
I'm starting somebody I don't want to start. So
the point is none of those guys are bell cows or have been. I guess more this year with Cook and Achan, but those guys have not been bell cows.
There's fewer and fewer running backs in the league overall that you would say that's a 20-plus carry guy, where back in the day, every team had that. Now, they weren't all great, but they were like, that's what you expected. You're like, yeah, just give the ball to Marion Butts 20 times. Like, it didn't matter who it was. You're like, that guy you would expect to be 20 carries. And then eventually they got to like third down backs. And then you were like, well, why are we just using the third down back on third down? And then things started to change. But like, how many guys would you really say in the league now would get 20 carries?
Derrick Henry? McCaffrey gets every touch.
McCaffrey, Barkley, Henry.
Henry. Josh Jacobs, maybe.
Oh, Josh Jacobs could, I guess.
I think he does.
He has 20 carries a game?
Oh, I just think no one else gets carries there. I don't know what his actual carry number. I don't think any other backs get carries
back up there. Elijah Wilson or something like that?
Dushku? Elijah Dushku?
Elijah Dushku, I think is the back there. Text message says, why don't we just trade Stevenson? Could probably get a decent receiver in return. No, the time to trade Stevenson is when we wanted to do it in training camp. Now that he's fumbling the football away, I don't think anybody's trading for him.
No.
I'd trade him, though.
Value lower. I'd trade right him. Now.
Matt's in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Three teams that are all 3-0 have zero turnovers this year. I know it's Buffalo, the Chargers, and whatnot. I forget the last one, but
Colts, maybe?
Tampa?
Tampa. Hmm. So this is dangerous. Always looking at what a team did last week, but Carolina's coming off a 30-0 performance against Atlanta, and
the Eagles
Patriots
are 3-0.
Coming off like one of the grossest games they played. So I think there might the difference might be if they can run Chuba Hubbard, they win that game.
Chuba Hubbard.
All right.
Wait, now Matt, real quick,
Jonathan Taylor, another guy.
Yeah.
What was your stat again? The three 3-0 teams
have zero turnovers.
I see. Sorry, I misheard what he said. I thought he said all the undefeated teams also had no turnovers. The three teams with no turnovers are all undefeated, is the way he
there
said it.
There are six undefeated teams.
Because I was going to say, the Niners I know have turned it over.
But three of those teams have not turned it over.
Gotcha. The Eagles I've watched turn it over.
So any team that has not turned it over is undefeated.
Correct.
You can also turn it over and be undefeated.
Yeah.
Which would put you on a separate list.
Can we get a Venn diagram of that, Turp? If we could get the overlap there.
Turp.
Yeah, you could.
He's got enough going on with his, like, he's got MS Paint up there trying to figure out the top fives and everything else, the Haas of the week.
Thank you. We haven't mentioned that yet. I was just about to bring that
congratulations
up.
Are in order. I think the first time, four-time Haas of the week?
Gotta be. I'll have to get in the lab and double-check that. No one else has won this four times.
Garrett Crochet. Awesome performance. Turns out he really, really needed that one.
Haas of the Year.
As it comes down to the final series.
Haas of the Year potentially when we do the Jones and Keefe Awards.
Jones and Keefe Awards, January, February, March of next year.
Yeah.
To highlight the best of and some of the worst of 2025.
Yeah.
Haas of the Year, he's a nominee.
I think Tugboat in Tampa, Desmond Watson.
Desmond Watson.
I think he'd be a candidate. He was a candidate this week. He didn't win.
What was the guy? The ice truck? What was that guy's name?
Oh, the Iowa Meat.
Oh, the
wagon?
Iowa Meat Wagon.
The Iowa Meat Truck.
The Meat Truck. That guy.
Yeah, he's in there.
He had to be in the mix. That lobster that we did, that giant, like, 200-pound lobster.
What was his name? Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Lorenzo the Lobster. Yeah, Lorenzo. He's in there for sure. Yeah, anybody else?
A lot of good nominees.
Hog Deal.
How many nominees? And Hog.
Hog.
How many nominees do we go?
Five.
Five.
Yeah, all that's right. The right number, yeah.
Seven!
That was...
Right, damn it. Right
every
there.
Category needs seven.
It's right there.
It's right there under our noses. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your feedback. And we got the Week in Review next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keefe?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, Jones, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And let's start, fittingly, on Monday...
Yeah.
Where everybody screws up. Even me, Jones.
Oh, no.
Even me. Well, occasionally.
Sometimes you lay like a little trap to just test if we're listening. Is that what
this
was?
No, this time it's Nick's fault.
Oh.
So I screwed up, but it was also Nick's fault.
I do recall this.
If I told you that Mac Jones was going to lead a two-minute drill and Chad Ryland was going to cap it off with a field goal, you would have said, Keith, you're lying. There's no way. But the San Francisco 49ers are 3-0. Mac Jones is 2-0.
Did Chad Ryland get that field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad Ryland, right?
Yeah, it was him.
Okay, yeah.
I know he missed the kick, but he hit that one.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't not?
I thought they said Pinero, didn't they?
Yep. Damn it, Nick.
Ryland plays for the Cardinals.
Dump it!
I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, I don't think
that was Chad
Ryland. Damn it, Nick. You set me up! You know I'll read anything in the prompter!
Did I write Chad Ryland to that?
Yes! Nick! You screwed me again! No, it's Eddie Pinheiro.
There it is. Okay, but even still, Mac Jones and Eddie Pinheiro, I would not have thought that was going
to happen. All the people on Twitter who say, oh, don't know ball are right.
Yeah.
That one stung. Chad Ryland in the game, missing kicks for the other team.
Yeah, did you see his kickoff last night cost him the game?
Yeah, that was a tough go.
Short of the landing.
Although their uniforms did look good.
Uniforms popped.
I like the new uniforms.
We uniform policed those weeks and weeks ago. We were really the first on it. Graded out very well when we did the
head of the curve
fashion police for all these units.
Yeah, head of the curve on that one. But anyway, that was part of our world famous What Happened segment where Mac Jones improved to 2-0. Chad Ryland watched as the 49ers beat the Cardinals. It was a Patriots Monday with Hunter Henry.
Last week, we got a win with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. This week, I know it wasn't a win, but a very good individual performance for you, Hunter. So let's stick with that this week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 not surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars?
Probably 85. I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Wow, we broke it. Broken the scale, Hunter.
I would agree.
I was so 85. Shocked. I didn't remember to turn my microphone
Couldn't
on.
Believe
how
it.
Shocked I was. Wow.
Couldn't believe it.
Ah, wow. I think he kind of doesn't hate the surprise question of the
likes
week.
Likes it?
I wouldn't say likes
okay,
it.
Okay, too hot. Too strong.
He doesn't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chipping away. Find out what else surprises him or doesn't surprise him this Monday. Jones, Tuesday was a very polarizing show, I would say, specifically because we tiered breakfast cereals.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that graphic still on Twitter and on Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. A lot of people not agreeing, although some did agree. But here are some of the cereal tiers.
Okay.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Trash is filling up.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
These are all honey.
We need a second barrel.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Honeycombs.
Oh my God.
Well, I know you like at least one of these honey ones because you're already making a case like you were Kevin Garnett earlier.
I was good.
Okay. Honeycombs.
That probably trash also.
Trash. Yeah, you guys, all the honey can live in the trash.
Trash.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
No.
McDonald's!
No, these are worse.
These are worse. Cheerios are way better than regular Cheerios.
They're worse than regular Cheerios.
Oh, my God. What?
Yes.
That's nuts.
They're worse. I don't even like them.
You like a sugar-free candy?
Cheerios has been like a number one cereal for eons.
Honey Nut Cheerios, those is better. Like they knew they had to make it better. So, Billy, where do you put Honey Nut Cheerios?
Frisky, I put them at best.
Ooh,
don't speak for him.
What's the second
thing? Leading the witness.
I'm going to give me that.
I'm a frisky, but I've been
outvoted. Give me that it is. Hell yeah. It's got to be at least with Cheerios.
I mean, honestly, I'd put it even low. I'd put it with all the other. We hate all the honey cereals?
No.
And this is a gimme dad? That makes no sense.
I don't like Graham's,
that makes no sense.
Oats or Combs, but I like Cheerios. I just wish they had sugar on them.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking at the. So Terp popped it up on Twitch and YouTube right now. The goat tier is fantastic. I agree with the big four, the four horsemen.
Couldn't have done any better.
Of cereal.
I think we hit frisky pretty hard, too.
Yeah. Gimme that is where it's like just a blend, because I do not like regular Cheerios or Kix. You're not as high on Honey Nut Cheerios.
Those are delicious.
No, I know that, but I mean,
yeah, Honey Nut
majority
Cheerios.
Rules. So I don't
not
agree about
great.
It.
But what we found out is that there's a lot of bad cereals. I did like we bumped up Special K from trash to It's All Right, just based purely on Cindy Crawford used to market.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
and it made the graphic look good. It kept them all in one line.
That's
true.
It was balanced. Yeah,
so that helps. You know what we could have done? We did sports mascots top five. Cereal mascots is another easy top five. Look at all those beauties on there.
All right, next Friday.
You got a frog. You got a Dracula.
Cereal mascots.
Yeah.
It's mascot month.
It's also going to be robot year next year.
Oh, yeah.
As the robots are coming to baseball.
I do like your idea of having a real robot out there.
You're not going to argue with a robot, are you? You look pretty stupid arguing with a robot.
Could rip your head off or something like that. I mean, you don't even know what it's capable
of. Mind your business.
Greg is worried about the robot uprising.
Could have laser eyes for all we know.
Could be where it starts.
Yeah,
definitely. The great umpire versus human moment of like 2030 sets off a whole robot uprising.
Right. Remember the 2033 World Series when the robots took over?
could
start
be.
Of a good movie, actually.
Ushering a...
That's
crap.
A great.
We shouldn't have said that out loud.
We've done too much.
What would you call
trademark it?
Copyright. Yeah. Copyright.
We copyright that. What would you call it? Robot Ump's the Revenge.
Baseball 3000. Yeah, right, that's good.
All right, that's if anybody
we're workshopping.
Yeah, if anybody wants to steal that, that's copyrighted.
We circled back and we landed on First Glitch.
Yes.
First Glitch.
Pretty good. That's a good name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not as good as the life Charlie Sheen has had, Jones. We stumbled upon this late in the show.
All right, good.
On an interview with Logan Paul, Charlie Sheen claims he's had sex with 47,000 women. Which, first of all, good for them. Good
nice.
For those ladies.
Yeah, yeah. They're
also
lucky ladies.
Get tested. But so 47,000.
Yeah.
He also says that he first made love when he was 15.
Okay.
So he's now 60.
Okay.
So 45 years of lovemaking would be what? How do you possibly...
2.8 women a day.
Three women a day? He's making
for
love
45
to
years.
He's doing an interview, and he's not having sex during that interview, so that's time wasted. He also filmed a ton of movies and TV shows.
Great point.
Which they weren't adult films. They were like 2.5 men. He's on there. How many hours did he waste on 2.5 men?
Maybe that's what he's doing. Did he sleep with all those women?
Maybe.
The actresses.
So then he left, slept with three people... And then went back the next day, did it again.
Yeah.
47,000? That's more than Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, we looked it up. Wilt claimed 20,000.
God bless him.
47,000. Yeah. This is like...
It's unseemly.
I need to... You know what I need to see? And maybe I'd shudder it.
What do you need to see?
Actually,
go ahead.
You know, I need proof.
Like, I'll take his word.
You know how Mark Wahlberg gives us like his daily routine? We know he like wakes up, prays, works out.
Charlie Sheen's daily log? You're like, oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, on the Sabbath I rest, of course.
Yeah, he takes one day off.
Yeah, cheat day.
So Denise Richards is probably like, we were married for a very long time.
Because this again is not times, this is women.
Not times.
Times.
Women. Even times, you'd probably have to question it.
47,000 women? You would need 47,000 of me to get to that number.
Just an outrageous claim, but what are you going
to
do?
That was a constant off-air topic that day that we brought to air. By the way, we've been topped on the name for the movie, Keith.
What's the movie name?
First Glitch, pretty good. Read that top one.
The Ump Rising.
Damn,
that's good. Right.
Copyright.
All right, you can be a co-producer, that guy.
Robot uprising.
Robot uprising.
Now
damn
we're talking.
It was right there.
Yeah, you could be an executive producer there, Texter.
You'd have to imagine Charlie Sheen would have had at least one of his 47,000 times at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, sure.
And the Playboy Mansion very much in the news now, thanks to one of the new co-owners of the New England Patriots.
Although Ken... beelined right in and was like, there's a very interesting fact about
very knowledgeable
Dean Metropolis. Yeah, it's almost like he knew it
Off
the top of his head.
Uh-huh.
He's like, isn't he the guy who his kids bought the Playboy Mansion?
How is that something you would know? The Playboy Mansion, by all accounts,
which, by the way, Ken nailed it.
He was right.
His sons, Evan and Darren, Metropolis, the Metropoli boys, purchased the Playboy Mansion for $100 million in 2016. I'd be curious what else came in that agreement. What else comes along with the $100 million? Some robes?
Oh, you probably get a few robes. A
couple of robes, cigars.
James Caan. And probably like a venereal disease would be my guess. I bet you get a... I wouldn't want it. To me, it's a poor investment, but listen, I'm not going to tell the Metropolis how to spend the money.
If I bought that first purchase after I buy the Playboy Mansion carpet steamer.
You get one of the three bunnies.
The inspector comes through. He's looking at the roof. He's like, take a look. Get a blue light in here. What's going on in this place?
Yikes. So there's that.
Black light.
Yeah, black light. Yeah, black light.
Just picture like Kramer opening the door and it's just red behind him. It's just glowing.
All right, we now have our Brag of the Week nominees.
Oh, good.
We have three brags. There are many brags this week. We've narrowed it down to three, and then you can decide at home, and you as well here in Studio Jones, who had the best brag of the week.
Sure.
Hello, I'm here.
Sick brag, bro.
But I was at the game, the first Yankees game on a couple Fridays ago.
Sick brag, bro.
All right, that was a caller named Adam.
Good double brag.
Who was here, and he was at the game against the Yankees.
Good for him.
Was it Greg? Oh.
I was hitting the golf ball better than I have hit the golf ball in quite possibly 7 to 8 years.
Sick brag, bro.
What?
Yeah, that's
five
a weird...
or six.
Seven or eight.
No, yeah.
Good call.
The best he's hit the golf ball in 7 or 8 years.
Did he say seventh?
I was hitting the golf ball better than I have hit the golf ball in... quite possibly 7 to 8 years.
7 to 8 years?
Coming in at number third. Maybe, yeah, it's contagious there.
Ryder Cup week. I can see why Greg is locked in.
Also from the morning show, Jermaine Wiggins.
I've ran many a stick routes.
Sick brag, bro.
Okay.
A guy who went to the Sox-Yankee game. A guy hitting a golf ball better than he has in 7 or 8 years. Or a guy who ran many a stick route.
I do like the line of, it was not best of my life.
No, just 7 or 8 years. I mean, yeah, 10 years ago, I was way better.
9 years ago, I was, Rory McIlroy. Like, up there.
Yeah, late prime. Okay. Talking late prime.
Let's go with Greg.
Yeah, you're going to go with Greg?
Yeah, let's go
with
Greg.
I was hitting the golf ball better than I have hit the golf ball in quite possibly 7 to 8 years.
Sick brag.
I'm still hitting it better than I ever have. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in there somewhere.
Brag. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Pretty good.
Good week.
That is the Week in Review every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you Milton Williams, the milkman. I was about to call him
Milk the Stilt
again. The milkman joins us on a Patriots Friday, and you heard it right. Keefe's Keys, the Pats and Panthers, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.